number 11, briefing, let me see, make sure I've got this right, transfer of Texas State Railroad and 18 historic sites. Mr. Walt Dabney and Ms. Ann Bright, please.
Chairman, Commissioners, good morning. I'm Walt Dabney, State Parks Director. And with me today is our Chief Counsel, Ann Bright, backing up ably, and Scott Laura, Deputy Executive Director. Both of them have been intimately involved with these two significant issues that certainly related to the State Parks Division. As mandated by the legislature in this last session, that pursuant to House or Senate Bill 1659 and House Bill 12, that we do two different things. One is that we transfer the operation of Texas State Railroad, and secondly, that we transfer several of the historic sites. I want to talk to you about each of those this morning. Texas State Railroad runs between Rusk and Palestine in East Texas. The legislature gave that to us in 1972 to operate as a tourist railroad. We began that operation actually in 1976, and since then have operated it continuously. It runs between Anderson and Cherokee counties. Senate Bill 1659 in this last session established the Texas State Railroad Authority and instructed us to transfer the assets to that railroad authority on September 1 of this year. We actually have done that, and we are no longer in the operation of the Texas State Railroad. The General Appropriations Act related to that in House Bill 1 appropriated $2 million to match a $10 million transportation enhancement grant that cannot be used for operation, has to be used for the improvement maintenance of the trackway and rolling stock. That has to be approved by LBV and has not been at this time. So that money has not been approved in this transfer as of yet. We had a couple of interesting challenges right at the end of our operation of this. In July the 6th of 07, we actually had a derailment of the train, in which case car number 43 was in fact damaged. It actually was damaged by another train, one of ours, coming from the other direction. Then following that, when it rains, it pours, I guess, even in the railroad business, and it poured in this area and literally washed out huge pieces of the trackway, shutting us down, literally. In the agreement in the transfer that we entered into with the railroad authority, in addition to transferring the assets, we transferred $13,500 to repair that railroad car and $631,000 plus to fix the trackway. That work is in fact underway now. With that, we operated that railroad successfully, we think, for 31 years. Some of the folks you see in this picture actually have been with us most of that time. We are no longer in that business, and with that, I'm going to pause here before I go into the historic sites and see if you have any questions, either of myself or Ann, who has been absolutely instrumental in affecting this transfer and working out the legal details, or Scott, who has worked significantly with the Railroad Authority.
I'm getting a little harassment on both sides here. This happened literally right after I became chairman. So I think my predecessor gave me a nickname now, Train Wreck Holt. And it was classic. I mean, Walt and everybody, and Bob and everybody, Gene and Scott, had worked so hard to get this transfer moving, find the appropriate people, working, of course, with all the citizens in this part of the world. This train is very important to this part of the world, and Commissioner Parker's been in the middle of it, and all of this happened. I mean, boom, boom, boom. And yet the transfer has gone forward, and we're continuing to work with that group to make sure that this works, this transfer. So I appreciate Walt, Eric, all the work you have done. I'll stay out of the way.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Is the railroad entity negotiating with the legislative board? Are we out of that negotiation?
We are out of it, and it would be their responsibility to do that. I don't think we have. We are completely out of the picture on this, and I think anybody would tell you that we did everything that we were supposed to in this transfer, including finding some money to affect these repairs.
Any other questions for Walt on the train? Okay, thank you all. I'm going to go forward.
On the historic sites, we currently operate 34 Texas historic sites scattered all over the state. House Bill 12 instructed us in this last legislative session to transfer 18 of those sites to the Texas Historical Commission as of January 1st of this year. Those are scattered, those 18 sites are scattered over 7 of our 8 state park regions, and they're located, as you can see in this map. That leaves us, this list of historic sites left, still in Parks and Wildlife ownership and operation, with the exception of the Port Isabel Lighthouse, which is operated by the City of Port Isabel. All of these are operated, in fact, by State Parks Division. The historic site transfer is to, as I said, go into effect January 1. We'll be transferring 44 of our employees with those sites. All the assets that are associated with those sites will go to the THC. The Buffalo Soldiers Program, which is part of our interpretive program and works with especially at-risk youth and minority youth across the state, will stay with us. They will still be able to use the historic sites where they have had programs. The funding was transferred to THC as of September 1, and we are in an interim agreement with them to operate those sites successfully with no change until through December 31st, and then we will in fact transfer those sites completely to their operation. It's kind of interesting, our appropriation with the LAR that you approved would have been about $2.8 million to operate it this next year, and we would have had an increase in staff up to 65 FTEs. With this transfer, THC will in fact have nearly $7 million to operate those same sites and nearly 100 FTEs. So they should be able to do very well with the operation of those sites. Lots of issues related to the transfer. I won't read this list. You can see those, but those are all items that we're having to work out. And again, Ann has been instrumental in helping us make this occur successfully. With that, I would ask you if you had any questions about the transfer of the historic site.
What did you decide about the Longhorns?
We're still trying to figure that out. The Texas Parks and Wildlife have managed that Longhorn herd, which is not just at Fort Griffin. They're scattered. In fact, most of them are not at Fort Griffin. They're scattered all over the area. There are a lot of people, especially at places like San Angelo, that consider that their herd, and they do not want, in fact, want it to go away. That is a point that we need to negotiate still with THC. There certainly needs to be a representative herd at Fort Griffin for interpretive purposes. Who manages the herd is probably the issue that's got to be resolved.
Any questions or comments for Walt? I just again want to thank Walt and Ann. Also, the transfer of dollars, I remember, had to be worked out because we went into the new fiscal year September 1, but yet we used to, and the dollars went to THC, but we kept the parks till January 1 of 08. So you had those 4 or 5 months, whatever that is, period of time that had to be negotiated, and Ann and the group would have put that together and worked it out. And so overall, I think it's gone pretty smoothly considering that there's a fairly short time period.